John chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him, because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
Thank you, Isabel. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Let us pray. Lord, you who come to us to give us abundant life, open our minds and hearts to receive your word for us today. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our minds and hearts be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, the whole world in all spheres of life have been challenged. All the leaders of every country have worked seriously hard to overcome the challenge of this pandemic. And we can say that our leaders are shepherds who rose for the challenge to safeguard God's people and the life of the people of each country from this disaster. Maybe that is why Jesus used this analogy of thief and bandits and shepherd to safeguard the people's life. Jesus says he came that we might enjoy life and have it abundantly. And according to Amplified version, it says to the full till it overflow. The previous reading on chapter 9, the man healed of blindness since he was born has no trouble believing in Jesus. When Jesus finds him, as the Pharisees has put him out of the synagogue, he said to him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He asked. Who is he, sir? Tell me so that I may believe in him." The man replied, and Jesus replied, "You have now seen him. In fact, he's the one speaking with you." And the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped him. In Jesus, the man realized that he had encountered God himself. And I would like to say, we too can encounter God as we encounter Jesus as well. Jesus explains through him, we can know God and And he used two analogies. First, he speaks of himself as the gain. The Greek word for gain is phula. It perhaps better translated the door. Jesus is the door for the sheep to come in and find life and salvation. He is the door for the Father. The door to knowing God is to know Christ. The second analogy that Jesus used is the good shepherd. The Greek word for good, kalos, means beautiful, noble, and wonderful. The sheep know the shepherds. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. I think the background for this is in Psalm 23. It talks about the good shepherd. And through that, I want to share with us something from that as a good shepherd in Psalm 23. Psalm 23, it talks about enjoy life to the fullest. Psalm 23 categorized the life of well-being under the serene protection of the good shepherd, who indeed are shepherd and guardian of our soul. The psalm opens with a expression of this life of trust and confidence. The psalm said, Yahweh, the Lord is my shepherd. In verse 1, the realization of sheep and shepherds is a personal one, is a one of intimacy, of trust, of harmony, and well-being. In that, the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd and heeds it gladly. The shepherd knows the name of the sheep and values them each of itself. And the outcome of this life of trust is that the sheep lacks nothing. In a relationship with the shepherd, Jesus talked about this in a way that we find meaning, purpose, fulfillment, peace, and forgiveness and life in all its fullness. And so, as we hear what Jesus said, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. It comes to the second one. He tried not to remind us, do not let the evil one rob us from the freedom that the shepherd has given to us. In other words, Jesus contrasts himself with the Pharisees, as he called them, the thief. They come to destroy. The third one, as I'm thinking about, be assured of God's love for us. Jesus also contrasts the good shepherds with the hired hand. If we read on from this reading this morning, in John chapter 10, verse 12 and 13, it talks about the wolf attacked the flocks, and the hired hand will run away and leave the sheep behind. On the other hand, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is entirely voluntary. And the reason my Father loves me that I lay down my life only to take it up again. Jesus said that again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. If we ever doubt that God loves us, just look at the cross, or as we look at the bread and wine that we are going to share this morning. It's a reminder for us. On the fourth one, we learn to listen to his voice. As we share with the children this morning, There's a lesson that we know a phrase or saying from someone when we continue to listen to them every time or more time than not listened to. The blind man, he didn't really know Jesus, but after he was healed and he followed Jesus and listened to him, and he asked Jesus, who is the one? And Jesus, you listen to him now. And he turned around and said, I believe. And he praised Jesus. That's the difference of bandit, thief, and the shepherd. And the last one I'm thinking about. Know that you and me have the fullness of life, eternal life. The one you know not only dies for you, but he also rises from the dead for you. He has the power to take his life again. He said, I have the authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. Jesus later defined eternal life like this. Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I guess what I'm trying to say this morning, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly, or abundant life. Abundant life is found in God through Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, who lead us in quiet water, lay us down on green pastures, who prepare a table for us in the midst of our enemies, and anoint our head with oil, and our lives overflow abundantly. Abundant life, as we know in Jesus, we find meaning, purpose, fulfillment, peace, and forgiveness. As we share today our communion, let us remind ourselves, Christ has given his life for the whole world to receive the purpose and meaning and peace and hope for the whole world. Amen. Amen.